I'm Dana Bash with CNN, and you're listening to Speaking of History.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to podcast number 49, and I'm recording it on a very chilly November 1st, 2006. We had to bring in all our potted plants from outside because it's supposed to freeze tonight. We just got done with Halloween, and you can definitely tell that winter is now the season in force. So I'm down in my basement, just turned the heat up a little bit. And I wanted to talk to you tonight a little bit about a honor that I received this summer and encourage you to apply yourself for this honor or someone that you know. This summer, I was very honored to be one of the Cable's Leaders in Learning Award winners, and I was able to go to Washington, D.C. with my wife for 3 days of activities. And it was a completely amazing experience, probably one of the highlights of my teaching career to be honored in that way. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the award ceremony today, and then have you listen to a short interview I did with Doug Levin of Cable in the Classroom to kind of encourage you to investigate a little bit further in the awards. Like I said, last June, we were able to go to Washington, and I was being honored for using technology in the classroom, and particularly some of the ways that we use podcasting in the classroom. And in Washington, Cable in the Classroom allowed me to meet people from the cable industry. We were able to sit down and talk to policymakers such as senators and representatives on Capitol Hill. We were able to visit a little bit with some people from the United States Department of Education. They also had a private meeting with us with C-SPAN's Brian Lamb, and I was able to sit and talk with Mr. Lamb a little bit about some of the projects that they're doing at C-SPAN to help students across America become a little bit more involved in the political process. And then they finished it off with a huge reception at the Smithsonian, and they had people from the cable industry there, and they made it really look like the Academy Awards and made us feel very special. So if you know somebody that's using technology or a cable in the classroom, I'd encourage you to go to the website, take a listen to Mr. Levin, and we'll give you some information at the end to go ahead and look a little bit further into this information. So here's an interview with Doug Levin of Cable in the Classroom about Cable's Leaders in Learning Awards.
Cable's Leaders in Learning Awards is an annual program that Cable in the Classroom manages on behalf of the cable industry. Its purpose is to recognize innovation, action, transformation in education. And by education, we really mean all those who have a role in shaping the lives of children and youth in terms of their learning. We have several categories of awards that individuals are eligible for, including general excellence, pushing the envelope with cable technology or content, media literacy education. We have a Policymaker Excellence Award and an award for those who are doing work in partnership with a cable company, whether that be an operator, a local operator, or a cable programmer. The awards application process begins in the late fall, and the finalists are honored, and then the winners themselves are honored at a very special few days in Washington, D.C., where they're introduced to some of the members of the cable industry. They're introduced to folks in Washington, D.C. who are involved in education, from those in the U.S. Department of Education to those in major national education associations. culminating in an awards gala that probably can only be described as something like the Academy Awards, full of television personalities, representatives from Congress, and I think you'll agree it's a very culminating in a very special evening.
Oh yeah,
Here in D.C. So that's kind of the thumbnail sketch. I mean, our goal is to really identify those who are doing exciting things and maybe things that are a little bit out of the ordinary on behalf of kids, shining a light on their work, you know, really trying to help spread a positive message about all of the great things that are going on in education today.
Yeah, I would agree about the gala. I mean, last night, I met Venus Flytrap. I mean, I shook hands with Venus Flytrap, who I'm sure probably, you know, like he mentioned at the beginning of the evening, he never would have imagined that when he was 60 years old, people would be introducing him as Venus Flytrap. But Dana Bash from CNN, Jeremy Schapp, I mean, it was really special last night. It felt like the Academy Awards. I mean, and as an educator, that's something that we don't usually receive. So I know a lot of us teachers, as we were preparing for it and even afterwards, were like, you know, wow, this is a lot different than, you know, being at our middle school lunchroom or, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it was incredible last night.
You know, for us at Cable in the Classroom, it's one of the best things that we get to do. You know, it's not, you know, educators are not honored as much for all the good and hard work they do, sometimes in very challenging circumstances. And to be in a place where we can, you know, shine a light and treat educators really the way that we wish they could be all the time and everywhere. I mean, we get many, many great applications, and for us, in some respects, it's very challenging and difficult for us to select those few winners that we can honor. But you know, we just want to make sure that you know, they have a good time and get the recognition they deserve.
I'd encourage everybody to check out the website. Where can they go to find out more about the application process?
The website, you can certainly find information about the program at our website, which is www.ciconline.org. The awards program does have its own website, which is www.leadersinlearningawards.org.
All right, so yeah, definitely check that out. Get an application in. It's well worth your time. And I was extremely honored last night to be one of the recipients. And I encourage everybody to apply. And if you're here next year, you'll have an amazing time.
And in fact, let me just say one other thing, is that on the leadersinlearningawards.org website, you'll see profiles of this year's winners, including brief descriptions of the projects for which they're being honored, as well, in a couple of weeks, of audio podcast interviews with each of the winners where they talk in their own words about the work that they're being honored for. So those interviews were very compelling, and I think they'll shed a lot of additional light on the great work that folks are doing.
Thanks. Yeah, definitely check out those podcasts. It'll give you a lot more information than the brief bio, which is a great way to start to learn about the projects. But, you know, the podcasts you did, Doug, I think that'll give a lot of people some great ideas to really expand what was brought to Washington,
well,
D.C. this week.
And, Eric, I'll tell you that you are a large part of the inspiration to doing those. So congratulations to you again. Thanks for your leadership and, you know, keep pushing that envelope.
All right, we will. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
So there you have an interview with Doug Levin of Cable in the Classroom. Again, there are five categories for the Cable's Leaders in Learning Awards: the Cable Partnerships for Learning, Pushing the Envelope with Cable Technology and Programming, Media Literacy Education, General Excellence, and Policymaker Excellence. So go ahead and check out the website in the show notes for the Cable in the Classroom link, the special page for the Leaders in Learning Awards, and then also check out those podcasts. Doug did a great job this summer, sat down with all of the award winners and did a short podcast interview with each of them, and that'll give you a lot of information about some of the award winners from last year. Again, you can also check out their bios on the webpage, but I cannot strongly urge you enough to apply yourself or nominate somebody that you know is doing some excellent things in the classroom, and Cable in the Classroom does an amazing job with these awards, so go ahead and check it out. Well, that's going to be it for this evening. Stay tuned. I'll have some updates in the near future on a couple projects. We're doing some podcast interviews with students in Australia, doing some exchange things with my students. We also have the Gorilla Season book blog project in full force, and we'll give you an update on that probably next week. So until next time, good night. Thanks.
The Speak of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.